This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate has adjourned debate until Sunday on President Biden's infrastructure bill after Republican lawmakers refused to speed up approval of the measure. Earlier Saturday, 18 Republicans had joined with Democrats to overcome a 60-vote threshold needed to advance the bill toward final votes. However, momentum dragged late in the day when a few Republicans refused to yield up to 30 hours of debate required before the next set of procedural votes. That means that it could delay swift passage of the measure and make progress drag on for several days. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer said the senators would resume Sunday at noon. The measure would provide more than $1 trillion of federal money for roads, bridges, broadband internet access, drinking water, and other public projects. Texas Democrats have still refused to return to the state capitol as Governor Greg Abbott began a third attempt at passing new election laws. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan opened the session.
The quorum is not present.
And then quickly closed the session after Representative Morgan Myers' motion.
I move that the House adjourn until 4 p.m. Monday.
Members, you heard the motion. Objection, Chair, here's on so ordered.
The standoff ramped up in July when some Democratic state lawmakers fled to Washington, D.C. Abbott, a Republican, threatened Democrats with arrest in an effort to compel them back. However, Democratic leaders have not committed to sitting out the entire 30-day session, leaving open the possibility that enough could return at some point to end the stalemate. Texas would ban 24-hour polling locations, drive-through voting, and give partisan poll watchers more access under the bill that Republicans were on the brink of passing in May. I'm Julie Walker.
Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Argentines took to the streets of Buenos Aires on Saturday to protest over poverty and a lack of jobs amid a lengthy economic crisis that has only deepened with the coronavirus pandemic. Organizations working with the unemployed and leftist groups led the protest that started at a church to the west of the Argentine capital, where thousands of pilgrims travel each year to pray at the shrine of San Cayetano, the patron saint of work, whose feast day was Saturday. The march ended in the Plaza de Mayo, a massive square in front of the seat of government, where protests habitually take place. Thousands of people marched in Paris on Saturday for the fourth week of protests against COVID-19 vaccine requirements in what opponents see as restrictions on personal freedom. The demonstrations across France came 2 days after the country's Constitutional Council upheld most provisions of a new law that expands the places where health passes are required to enter. Starting Monday, the passes will be needed to access cafes, restaurants, long-distance travel, and in some cases, hospitals. It was already in place for cultural and recreational venues, including cinemas, concert halls, and theme parks, with a capacity of more than 50 people. Polls show that most people in France support the health passes, which are issued to individuals either vaccinated against the virus, who can prove they recovered from COVID-19, or have negative results from a recent test. The United States is now averaging more than 100,000 new COVID-19 infections a day, a milestone last seen during the winter surge. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The number of confirmed infections across the U.S. had been averaging about 11,000 a day in late June. Now Johns Hopkins University's tally puts the number at 107,143. It also shows the number of people dying from infections rising to nearly 500 a day as of Friday. Johns Hopkins tracker puts the number of COVID-19 tests coming back positive at more than 11%. Still, one thing going in the right direction, the number of people getting vaccinated, back up to more than 800,000 per day. I'm Ben Thomas.
On the final day of competition at the Tokyo Olympics, defending champion Eliud Kipchoge has won the men's marathon, making him the first athlete since 1980 to retain an Olympic marathon title. The 36-year-old Kenyan finished the course in 2 hours, 8 minutes, 38 seconds. It was a fourth Olympic medal for Kipchoge, who is only the third person ever to win successive Olympic marathon titles. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.